WMFO in Medford. Go for it, guys.
They smash on the grass when the wind blows. Just ride throughout the land and dance the eye of every man. And the glass pine cones. The thing I now sees with the tree knows. The splinters burn, but then we learn that what we spend we have to bend. It's all a part of nature's plan. All a part of nature's plan. Plan of the glass pine cones.
Great stuff. Human sexual response song? That's pretty funny. I was just talking to someone from that band last night, and I'm trying to figure out what his name was. He plays with a band, Hummingbird Syndicate, now. I introduced them last night.
Well, this Larry Banger.
I thought his name was Paul. But I'm looking at the Wikipedia, and I don't... No Paul. I don't even recognize that. No, I don't know. I'm asking some friends that were there, but I swear, there was someone from Human Sexual Response in the band I saw last night, so that's just the synchronicity that always goes on in my life. So you're switching all over to something else right now?
Yeah, Bailey's, we'll need like
Eric
a minute
Bailey's,
or two.
Bailey's band. What's coming up next? Something special?
Absolutely not.
We're 91.5 WMFO live with Bailey's band right here. And we'll hear more from them right after this.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems. Did you know you could lose your college financial aid if you get convicted of a minor drug offense? According to the federal government, one-third of all college students have used marijuana in the past year. Imagine the devastation to our nation's economy if all of these students got the punishment that some lawmakers think they deserve. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and fight back against the government's drug war attacks on our generation. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Go for it. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is live right here. Bailey's Band.
All right, guys. We'd like to take you on a field trip to the future. It's only about 4 minutes into the future. Address some of them now.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Revival. The song is called Cut the Baby in Half.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, Brian, we have one, two, or zero more, depending on time.
Two! Okay. Or more!
The people have
two or more!
No, great stuff, guys. I'm loving it. Fantastic.
Nice.
That was actually, yeah, I'll tell them. That was, Eric Bailey goes, oh, we got like this 45-minute set and explained it all. And I go, cut that to an hour unless I'm totally blown away. I mean, I just got to be totally honest. I wasn't sure what you sounded like at all, but fantastic. Keep going.
Thank you, Brian. This song is called All Rooms Bread. We're going to do All Rooms Bread, and then we're going to do a Brian Eno song.
Oh, wait. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. All yours.
Thank you.
An ignorant match, a future demise, reconciling ambivalence, knowing the obvious.
Thank you. the man I used to. They said you were hard stuff. That's what babies been reduced to. Babies on fire.
Sweet. 91.5 WMFO live with Bailey's Band. Is that it?
That's it. Bailey? Thank you.
That was fantastic. Thank you very much, guys. Yeah, why don't I play something? Do what you need to do, have a drink or the bathroom, and then we'll talk a little bit, huh?
That sounds great.
All right. Cool. We're at 91.5 WMFO in Midford. And we'll be right back and talk to the boys a bit. And, coming up, we have Philippe Marcade of the Senders and also Steve Shevlin of the Senders. They're both going to be calling in, so hang around. Relax for a second. If you guys want to take a seat and a microphone, whatever's open, you know? Kind of a big band. How many people in this band?
Five and a half.
Five and a half. Six?
Hello?
Hello? You're up. You're up.
Am
yeah,
I?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Eric Bailey's. Bailey's Band. Hello. You guys sounded Thanks. Great, and I'm getting all kinds of people loving it on Facebook here, popping up. And so, how long have you guys been together?
This band, I can't hear on the headphones, but I guess that's okay.
Turn it up.
Oh, I thought
you
I was
You got volume
camera.
In front of you.
Okay.
I don't know.
This band started 23 years ago.
Wow.
I'm the only original member. Justin's about 23, so, you know. But This band started 23 years ago. I've also been playing in another band. I'm not going to say the name of the band. I don't want to get you in trouble. But the initials are BMF. I'll give you a CD later. But Adrian and I also playing in that
Why
band.
Would I get in trouble?
I don't know. But BMF are the initials. And we've been playing in that band for 10 years. That band, we toured Japan 2 years ago for like 3 weeks. And that was insane. You know? That was fun. That's more of a, like a rock and roll band. And I also play in a band called Mini Beast with Peter Prescott of Mission of Burma.
Nice.
That I'll give you an album of that after. So
that's why I had you on. Yeah, you were naming all sorts of great stuff, and yeah. I was like, oh yeah, come right on. But I didn't know what I forgot who I told to come on, and I'm like, what do these guys sound like? And pleasantly surprised. Great stuff.
Well, thank you. We've been through a lot of changes. You know, we did a tour to Florida where we had 5 keyboard players. A drummer, bass player, and a guy that played like flute and stuff, and
right.
That didn't last long. We were like kind of more like Jesus Lizard, Melvins for a while, and Krautrock and Sonic Youth always kind of come back, you know.
Okay.
I played bass in the band for about 21 years,
uh-huh.
And then Tom came in. Tom's only the second bass player in the band.
Right.
We've had like, I tried keeping track of it last year. We've had like 12 drummers, mm-hmm. 30 guitar players, but Tom's only the second bass player. We have Kimberly on guitar. Adrian on guitar, Justin on drums, and Tom on bass.
Nice to meet you all.
And we have a fifth and a half member is Adam Autry from Oliville Sound System is going to be playing extra drums and stuff,
okay.
Sheet metal or whatever, pound objects sometimes when he can make it. But he's nice. Also very busy in Oliville Sound System. So
great. What do you got coming up? Shows coming up?
Sure. Well, it's hard to keep track because I'm in 3 bands that all play out. But let me see.
You can talk about whoever you want.
I'll mention a couple. We're playing next Friday at Dusk in Providence and Bailey's band. And then I'm playing with Mini Beast with Olinville Sound System at No Problemo in New Bedford on May 20th. I'll skip a few of them because there's like 30 here, but a lot of them are very small.
Right.
Mini Beast with Peter Prescott of Mission of Burma. We're playing at Zuzu at the Middle East on June 5th. I have a wedding on July 8th.
that should be a great gig, though.
No, I'm just going. I don't know why it's written on here.
The gig before the wedding. Yeah. That one sounds good.
We're playing
Zuzu.
We're playing at Lowell, at Uncharted and Lowell, Bailey's Band, July 15th. AS220, July 18th. Jeannie Johnson's in Boston. I've never been to, but we're playing in, I guess it's a new venue, or maybe it's new for bands.
I've never heard of it.
But Jeannie Johnson's in Boston, July 22nd in Bailey's Band.
Okay.
And on August 4th, Tom's not going to be able to go on this tour because of jobs and stuff, but we're going to start August 4th in Littleton, New Hampshire till August 11th in we're going to Minnesota, Madison, Detroit, and Chicago to play some shows, so we'll be gone for about 11 days.
Sweet. Going national.
Half the way, you know.
Yeah.
So that's about it. I have 3 bands. I wrote a book called Heroine's Rainbow, came out about 3 years ago, and Bailey's Band.
Oh.
In the last 23 years, have played in 48 states.
Heroine's Rainbow, can we find that like online, Amazon?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Well,
nice.
Not on Amazon, but well, I don't even know, but you can find it through 75 or less.
Or maybe
you
can just
website.
Give me a copy.
Yeah.
Signed copy?
Yeah.
I'll read it for sure.
So, yeah, we played everywhere but Alaska and Hawaii. I might go to Hawaii on my honeymoon someday, but we probably don't have any plans to play Alaska, Hawaii, and I've played Europe a bunch of times in Temple of Bar
Mitzvah. You think you played every state at that, though?
I've played every state, and a lot of them many times, but I've never played Alaska and never played Hawaii.
That's amazing, though.
And, you know, I probably won't,
I mean,
but
what
that's
is,
okay.
What is it, 50 states?
Who knows? God knows. It's like 80 states now. I don't know. Pretty soon it'll just be one big corporate state, right. But that's not important. Oh, a toothbrush. I think I'll use that.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
It's all yours. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We had Bailey's Band. They sounded great. Thank you very much, guys. Thank you much.
Thank you, Brian,
for coming in. We have Phil Marcade calling in 10 minutes. Please hang around for that. And let's listen to a little of this. Oh, number is 855-915-9636. They're going to be wrapping up their stuff, so I'm sure somebody could answer a question if you have one for them. All right?
Look out. I took a ride with a pretty music. ticket deep inside, and I'll stick it.